I call on the representative of Azerbaijan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is indeed regretful that we had to take floor at so late hours. In fact, the slanderous statement by the representative of Armenia prompted us to take the floor. Would appreciate if the representative of Armenia limited himself to entertaining with fairy tales rather than trying to mislead the General Assembly here. As for history, of course, we appreciate history in our region. Just I'd like to remind that only 100 years ago, Armenia was a vibrant multi-ethnic area where Armenians constituted minority with 45% of population, including in its nowadays capital, Yerevan. As for the comments on human rights, a country whose population, whose half of whose population left, has no right whatsoever to speak on human rights. All major human rights activists left the country. They fled simply the country, including they fled to Azerbaijan. Just recently, one of them came to Azerbaijan. In terms of responsibility of Armenia, it's well established, including as noted by my minister in the recent judgment of the European Court of Human Rights, whose jurisdiction Armenia has voluntarily accepted, and many other international organizations, in addition to the United Nations, such as Non-Aligned Movement, Summit Declaration of the Conference on Interaction Confidence Building in Asia, and so on. And lastly, the president of Armenia himself admitted the fact of occupying Azerbaijan territories. As for terrorism, Armenia probably is the only country in the world which venerates convicted terrorists, erects monuments to them, and receives the convicted terrorists at the highest political level, including by prime ministers. Azerbaijan, contrary to what Armenia tries to present, Azerbaijan is not against any type of investigation bringing truth. Azerbaijan is open to, in fact, Azerbaijan has been pressing for a long time for investigation all violations of international law, most notably war crimes, crimes against humanity, and crimes against peace. That's, I think, is something in interest of Azerbaijan, interest of international community, but not interest of the military junta of Armenia, who is led by war criminals. It would be in best interest of Armenia and people of Armenia if its government puts end to aggression, engage in good neighborly relations with its neighbors, and thus works towards prosperity and development of its own population and the region. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.